Actor Joel Edgerton established his Hollywood creds in The Great Gatsby, Exodus, Gods and Monsters, and Zero Dark Thirty. This veteran Australian character actor grew up on police dramas and gritty mythical stories of knights and villains. But when he had the chance to do his own project, he turned to a story from high school about a bully named Simon and the boy Gordon he made miserable. Edgerton wrote the script, directed, and stars in The Gift opposite the bully, played by Jason Bateman. Edgerton sat down with our movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, to talk about the joys and perils of getting a chance to do a film simmering inside him for years. The Gift starts with an unsettling reminder of the reliability of memory as Gordon meets Simon, the bully.
Hey, excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry to bother you. I think I know you.
Yeah? I'm sorry. I can't place you.
Is your name Simon? Simon Cowell?
Yeah, Simon. Hi.
Oh,
we know
you.
Each other.
Oh, we went to school together.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Which one?
That was the terrifying sort of inception of the movie for me, was that very moment happening in my own life. I think I'm 22 or 23 years out of high school now. The idea that someone could come and tap you on the shoulder and say that they're familiar with you, that you went to high school together, and just what that would mean if you weren't such a great person.
Has that ever happened the other way around, where you've tapped on someone's shoulder and someone said, hey, I went to high school with you, and they're like, we have no idea who you are?
In fact, I have had, and I will admit that I was both, you know, Simon in the film is essentially a guy who wasn't such a good person at school, Jason Bateman's character, and one particular incident where some kids sort of messed with me in a way that I was so young, I felt really in danger. And to them, it was like a kitten playing with a little, you know, ball or something. It blew into this situation where kids were suspended from school and this one kid never came back. And I was terrified of the idea that I'd caused them trouble and that they would come and hurt me. And years later, I got a tap on the shoulder in a cafe in Sydney. And he's like, do you remember me? I was sort of a bit scared. And he said his name. And the moment he said his name, I was like terrified. And he said, no, I just want to apologize. And the fact that I left the school was the best thing that ever happened to me. But I wasn't a very happy kid and I'm sorry. And it was kind of an amazing moment. Just hearing the guy's name sent sort of chills down my spine.
That's very rare, I think, that you get a chance to kind of face those ghosts from your past.
One thing that occurred to me writing the film was that those years I had in high school are so etched on my brain in a way that people's first and last names are immediately on recall. Events that happened are so clear to me that school holds that place for us that was so wonderful and terrible and everything in between, that it just felt like good material to begin what is essentially a thriller, but something that had a kind of a social resonance in that regard, you know?
But you have such a great perspective on this, because I think that a lot of the narratives around high school really do set it up so people are essentially just bullies or just victims.
Mm-hmm.
And in real life and in your film, there's not any black and white to how we are as human beings. And you are playing a character who is much more nuanced than just a victim or just a...
Yeah.
Any specific
and
definition.
Also in the spirit of the kind of movie that it is, which, you know, it is very firmly one foot in the genre world, is the spirit of those movies is that nothing is really what it seems. And that extends for us in terms of character. In the drama of this story, is the person that you think is the villain and the person you think of the hero, they're not just those things. And they actually have a chance in the story of sort of somewhat swapping roles. And I love that complexity as a writer, as an actor, and now as a director. I think because that's what we all are. Any moment of any day, we could fall into the other category.
Joel Edgerton, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Joel Edgerton is the writer, director, and star of The Gift, which is in theaters nationwide on August 7th. You can hear Kristen and Rafer's full interview with Edgerton on this Friday's Movie Date podcast.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.